May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn 230. Why should my fears so far prevail, when they my hopes are cost? My faith, though weak, can never fail, nor shall my hopes be lost. Hymn 230.
The 43rd chapter of Isaiah's prophecy. The 43rd chapter of Isaiah's prophecy. But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. For I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Saviour. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee, since thou wast precious in my sight. Thou hast been honourable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east, and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, my daughters from the ends of the earth, even every one that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this, and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified. Or let them hear and say, it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Saviour. I have declared and have saved, and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake I have sent to Babylon, and have brought down all their nobles, and the Chaldeans, whose cry is in the ships. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and the horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise. They are extinct, they are quenched as tow. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, shall ye not know it? I'll even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field shall honour me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, but thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honoured me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Thou hast brought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices. But thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Thy first father hath sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary, and have given Jacob to the curse, and Israel to reproaches. May the Lord bless us reading of his most holy word and grant all needed help now in prayer. O most merciful, ever gracious, and almighty Lord God, thou hast once again spared us each this evening hour, lengthened out our time here upon the earth, maintained us in the way, and favoured us once again to be brought into thy court. No, Lord, may it please thee again this evening hour. Ah, there may be the weariness of mind and body, but all there may be with that living desire, that hunger and thirst after thee and after thy righteousness. Ah, how soon the Sabbath day comes to an end, and how soon we have to return to those various scenes of life, to those various paths, various troubles and trials and difficulties and perplexities. Ah, we soon have to return to them, O Lord. May it please thee, that thou hast even this night, grant that sip from the well of salvation, grant that crumb that falls from the Master's table, that word that we can, Ruth of old, as they gathered in the field of their heavenly Boaz, there that to take home and beat out, that which will not be lost upon the chapel doorstep, but as they take it home and beat it out, there might be that which truly remains, that does their soul good in the days and time to come. Lord, thou knowest. At times we have to go in the strength of that meat many days. Oftentimes is it not so? And yet, O Lord, thou dost sustain in the way. Thou dost sustain when we are ready to faint. When we're brought to that place of even wit's end, none to help. But thou dost, in mercy, draw near and grant thy word, the comfort of thy word. Thou dost, by the blessed Spirit, so seal it upon our heart, it becomes unto us that, is it not that feast of fat things, of wines on the lees well refined? Is it not thereby, thou dost lift up the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees? When thou dost draw near and through thy word, there perhaps has been that toiling and rowing, the strength has decayed. Come and die. And thy word is sweet to our taste. Thy word by the blessed Spirit, and it is by the Spirit, the power of the Spirit, that it is unto us that which satisfies the never-dying soul. It causes a never-dying soul to rejoice. And it puts a new song in the mouth, and we go on our way rejoicing over what the Lord hath done. And so, Lord, thou knowest the path of one or another, that which concerns them in the way. O Lord, do speak the word only. Speak the word only. Perhaps in the midst of the path, that trial of the way, or that it may be even this day, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. And as it draws near to the close of the day, they constrain thee to abide with them. Such is that which has been wrought in their heart, may it be this day, where their heart burn within them. Abide with me. They feel it is truly as it in their own pathway in their life, that even time, and they long for thee to draw near. They long for thee to manifest thyself in love and mercy. It is not just, as it were, the even time of a day, but they feel their life fast hastens on. And as we try to speak this morning, we truly want more than notion. We must have something known and felt. It must be that which is then by the power of the Spirit. Oh, sealed upon the heart with divine reality there. And so, O Lord, like those two upon the Emmaus road when they constrained thee to abide with them, thou wast pleased to go in and make one with them. And didst thou not break bread and give thanks there? And then their eyes were opened. Did they not see thee in all thy beauty? Ah, they saw thee in all what was done for them concerning their never dying souls. They saw a risen Christ. There they rejoiced. They rejoiced as they are. Didst thou not make known unto them that their eyes were opened, and there they saw clearly with the eye of faith that which was not just for time, but for eternity. And so, O Lord, we do fast hasten on. And so prepare us each for that day. Leave none to be found like one that has come in some other way into the sheepfold. It must be by through Christ, the door, being in, the door into the sheepfold. Oh, leave us not to have come up some other way. Oh, Lord, may it be by Christ. Oh, it must be by precious Christ, the door into the sheepfold. All others but thieves and robbers. And, O Lord, none of us know when the bridegroom shall appear. And we've had those warnings, have we not? The brevity of life. That and at times short the warning. Short's a warning. And so, O Lord, do prepare us each for that day. And, may it be at earnest desire, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face, for thy Spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. In Christ's obedience clothe, and wash me in his blood. So shall lift my head with joy among the sons of God. Ah, son or daughter of my blessed adoption, an heir of God, a joint heir with Christ. And so, O Lord, teach us to number our days, that we might apply our hearts unto wisdom. O Lord, make us right and keep us right. And O Lord, may it truly be wrought in each one where we have to cry like David of old, create in me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within. And O Lord, we cannot say we've been without sin. We prove, do we not, again and again, that old man that we carry about with us, that which we shall ever carry with us until the day we die. And oh, we cry like the apostle of old, O wretched man that I am. Oh, how we feel that wretchedness. The wretchedness of the old man. Oh, how it bubbles up. Bubbles up. And oh, at times we verily feel, can any good thing dwell within? But oh Lord, what a mercy it is we have that good hope through grace. Oh, we have to go again and again looking alone unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We have to go again and again looking to a Christ raised high upon the gospel pole. To go again and again pleading for Jesus' sake, pleading his precious blood. And I, the apostle, a wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? But I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so it ever will be. That door of mercy, and what a favour it is to poor sinners, wretched sinners, dying sinners, hell-deserving sinners, that our door of mercy stands open all day to the poor and the needy that knock by the way. And oh, maybe even then this evening, oh, perhaps even the even one wrought upon by the Spirit. They've been brought to see how foul they are within. They realise that, that even one sin, they're guilty of the whole of the law. And the soul that sinneth it shall die. But the foulest sinner out of hell, the foulest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need, is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Oh, what a mercy. We read concerning that that ever-flowing stream. It is more than sufficient for the for each and every one that thou hast loved from all eternity, in all their imperfections, all their sins and uncleannesses. There, that ever-flowing stream, that which flows forth from beneath the throne of God and the Lamb. It is not just waters to the ankles. It is not just waters to the calves. Not just to the thighs, but waters to swim in, waters that cannot be passed over. And so, O Lord, do wash us every whit and make us clean. Plunge us in the crimson ocean. Oh, that precious blood. We must be found high in that day when the avenging angel goes over, like the children of Israel of old, to have that blood upon the doorpost and lintels of our heart. Thy blood. Thine own heart's blood. And so, O Lord, may we have that view by faith of that which thou hast wrought in the sinner's room, place, and stead. But to see that fountain and to feel the efficacy of it, that fountain open for all sin and uncleanness. Like the hymn writer put it, that which flowed forth from thy riven side, to be of sin the double cure, to cleanse me from its guilt and power. O Lord, thou knowest then how we're found even this night. O Lord, have there been those that had to go into their closet and shut the door about them and smite upon their breast and cry, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Oh, what a favour it should be even this night, and if it should be one, one in Zion this day. Oh, has there been that travailing in Zion? In Zion travail she brought forth, that might travail more earnestly. That might travail more earnestly. Lord, do bring to the birth, we plead. Do breathe upon the breathe upon the dry bones. Like when Adam was formed out of the dust of the earth. Almighty God breathed into his nostrils and became a living soul. So we need thee to breathe upon us that breath of life, quicken the dead and make them cry. And O Lord, lead them to thee. Lead them to a precious Christ. May they be brought to that place where they can testify of those things. Lord, thou knowest one another here. Thou hast thou not begun that good work in them? Lord, do yet give that commandment. Loose him, loose her, and let them go. Bring them into the sweet liberty of the gospel. Enable them, Lord, loose the stammering tongues, the stammering lips, and loose the tongue, Lord. Thou couldst do it for this poor sinner. Thou didst, we verily believe it was so. One time we couldn't speak, but thou didst loose the tongue. Thou didst give that command. To tell out to sinners round. What a dear Saviour I have found. It was so. May it be with one another we plead. To tell out to sinners round. What a dear Saviour they have found. And point to thy redeeming blood. And say, behold the way to God. Lord. Do speak the word, Lord, thou canst constrain. Thou knowest then, Lord, we can look back to that time when it was so with us. Thou didst constrain, but it seemed, the adversary put many things in the way, many obstacles, many objections. What is that to thee? Follow thou me. And so he had the venture. Lord, thou knowest it. may be then truly those wrought upon here, oh, and elsewhere in Zion. Lord, we think upon Zion, how few attend the solemn feast, how few are found in thy courts. But, O Lord, ah, thou wilt truly abundantly bless her provision and satisfy her poor bread. And all that might be even this day, there have been those satisfied with that abundant provision that thou hast wrought in them, that good thing. And their hearts have burned within them. And thou hast revealed thyself unto them. And now, O Lord, ah, even the very stones would cry out, such is that which thou hast brought in them, that new song, thou hast put a new song in their mouth. And is it not praise unto thee, and to thee alone? And, O Lord, ah, do remember Zion, then we plead, and that which has been attended to this day, thus far, throughout the hills of Zion. O Lord, may it please thee, that thou hast strengthened those things which remain, and those things which are ready to die. That thou wouldest, O Lord, in our day, revive thy work. Revive thy work in the midst of our years. In the midst of our years, make known. In wrath, remember mercy. O Lord, ah, thou knowest those that live round this place here and the various hills of Zion. Lord, thou knowest those of thy dead elect, where they're to be found. O Lord, do yet put into their heart an aching void that the world cannot fill. O Lord, if it could please, bring them into thy courts like those Greeks of old, whither, sir, we would see Jesus, not desiring those things to satisfy the flesh. Ah, there are many that would seek to bring in those things. Ah, there are those places, are there not? They seek to please the flesh and, as it were, to draw in the crowds. But we want those, O Lord, that desire thee. The world and the fleshly things cannot satisfy them anymore. But there is that living desire, none other but Christ. Ah, oh, they desire it. Their soul desires it. See none other save Jesus only. They don't want those things to satisfy their carnal hearts. There's a living, that's taken out that heart of stone and given a heart of flesh, new and living desires. And so, O Lord, do work mightily in one another, we plead, in and around these parts and the hills of Zion, and bring them into thy courts. Oh, bring them in with broken hearts and contrite spirits, which thou wilt not despise. Lord, the power is thine. The work is thine. O Lord, work we plead. And Lord, what a guilty land we are. We pleaded this morning at times we know not how to plead concerning this land. But oh, turn us once again, we shall be turned. Have mercy upon us. Show our leaders what they ought to do. They ought to do. Break their hard hearts. And oh, that might be even in our day, a repealing of those laws which are contrary to thy word. They're an abomination in thy sight, are they not? What are we've added sin to sin, abomination to abomination. O Lord, have mercy upon us. And as we pleaded this morning, and we verily believe it is so, thou hast heard the cries of the remnant. Thou hast granted a goodly harvest, which we would be thankful for. We've seen the gathering of the fruits of the field. O Lord, and ah, do grant it again, we plead, but O Lord, hear the cries of the remnant. And we believe thou hast heard, and in mercy, in wrath, thou hast remembered mercy. But O Lord, stir each one up, search our hearts also. Make us right and keep us right. Oh, and this poor one as we stand before the people, at times we tremble at the very thought that we should be found a castaway at last. Oh, we need thee to search our hearts and make us right. Oh, it's a solemn thought, but we were considering it earlier. Oh, the disciples didn't know it was Judas Iscariot, that one that should betray thee. They could not perceive him to be any different. And, O Lord, as we stand up in thy name, Lord, we feel that burden also. Oh, that we might have that certain sound. Lord, we plead for it. But, O Lord, it is upon my spirit also. Leave me not to myself. Make me right. Lord, we have to, even this man as we stand before thee, make me right and keep me right. And, O Lord, in this night, touch our lips with that live coal from off the altar. A man of unclean lips we are by nature. We're men of like passions as those amongst whom we stand even this night. O Lord, may be found truly as that one that has a little treasure in her earthen vessel, that the excellence in the power may be of God and not of ourselves. But, O Lord, do grant that help, we plead. And remember those of thy servants who labour this night. Grant them our sweet liberty again. Lift them above the weariness of mind and body. Those that desire to hear, Lord, the hour, the evening draws on. And, O Lord, perhaps has been the busy scenes of life. A natural weariness, O Lord, begins to overcome. Lord, do lift us above these things. Grant even this night we may truly worship thee in spirit and in truth. O Lord, grant the hearing ears then and the hearts of understanding. And Lord, do us each good. And even this night, all that might be even unto each one of us, that portion for seven and a portion for eight. Lord, oneself, as we often used to plead with the servants of the Lord before a service, muzzle not the ox when he treadeth out the corn. And have we not proved it? Oh, we've proved it from time to time as being that portion for our own soul. We proved it from time to time, and even one particular time, if it had not been for anyone else, we felt it on the Lord, on the following day, that which we had been able to speak was the very path we were brought into. And we feasted upon it. We were brought to rest in it, a hope in it. We brought to such a cry as we tried to speak. Even on the Lord's day, we were brought to cry in ourselves. We proved thy goodness and mercy. Oh, we proved even that day in the midst of pain and suffering. Oh, what a mercy it is. Oh, even that day. Oh, we were led a little into the sufferings of Christ in our room, place and stead. Oh, and so, Lord, it was even unto this poor sinner that which was, in that way, it was needful for this one. And so, Lord, satisfy the needs we plead, oneself's needs, and those that desire, they have a living desire, a living exercise. They've come up again, their ear has been bored to the doorpost. They've been brought like one of old, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And so, Lord, once again we would not be unmindful of those that would be here if they could. They're gone away for rest and change. They're detained through those duties of the home and the children. They're detained for various reasons, through age and infirmity. Lord, do go to them where they are. Grant them, Lord, that felt presence of thine. Lord, we've known it also. Where thou art not confined to place or means or mode. So, Lord, we plead. Remember them in their, that solitary place. Remember them where they are. Go to them, O Lord. And as thy word declares, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And so, O Lord, perhaps our age and infirmities, afflictions that prevent. Lord, comfort them, O Lord, we plead. And our own dear mother, raise up in measure again. Lord, remember her. Lord, remember her. And Lord, any others, Lord, we plead. There are those younger, even the babes in arms. Lord, Thou knowest all that concerns them, the parents, and O Lord, they look on. Lord, whatever the age then, whatever the trial, whatever the affliction, whatever the circumstance, and they are found wherever they may be, perhaps even in a hospital bed, Lord, make one with them, we plead. Grant thy word, speak the word only. Ah, oh, when thou dost speak the word, who then can make trouble? So, Lord, do help us now. We turn to thy word. Favour us together. Lord, favour us together. Only thou canst do us any good. And so, Lord, we fall into thy hands. We fall into thy hands. O Lord, pour in now that we may pour out. May it yet redound to thine honour and thy glory. O Lord, we're unworthy of the least of thy mercies. But O Lord, didst thou not eat with publicans and sinners when thou wast here upon the earth? Oh, come and eat with a few publicans and sinners, we plead this night. We plead for the pardon of every sin and all we've asked amiss. We plead for Christ's sake and his sake alone. Amen.
Hymn number 622. Poor fearful saint, be not dismayed, nor dread the dangers of the night. Thy God will ever be thy aid, and put the hosts of hell to flight. Hymn 622.
once again, seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, we go back to that which we tried to speak from this morning, which was in Psalm 107 and the sixth verse. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. Psalm 107 and the sixth verse. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And what a mercy it is, the Lord knows where his people are. He knows where they are, of every kindred, nation and tongue. And that time appointed will come, when they shall be brought to know the Lord. They shall be brought first to feel their need. They shall be gathered from those various points of the earth, gathered like we read in Isaiah chapter 43, I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Every one, even every one that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. That's not just, as it were, the children of Israel, but from every kindred and tongue. Other sheep have I that are not of this fold, and they shall all come, their surname by the name of Israel. And we heard that the little ones were looking into Ruth, and they have been looking into Ruth's pathway and that account of Ruth, and it took my mind to that also. And oh, what a mercy it is. She was a Canaanite, was she not? No, a Moabite. She was a Moabite, and yet she was of the whole Israel of God. She was one numbered from eternity past in the Lamb's Book of Life. She was one that was brought to that which we commenced as that chapter we read this evening. But now, thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. And she was brought, was she not? There was two, were there not, daughters-in-law of Naomi. What a difference it was between the two. They walked so far together, did they not? There they went so far. When Naomi said unto her daughters-in-law, return each to her mother's house, and the Lord deal kindly with you, as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. And there we read, the Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And as Naomi then further entreated them, turn again, my daughters, why will ye go with me? Why will ye go with me? And we read them further on down, and they lifted up their voice and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law. There is a not then a separation. We read, and it's solemn, is it not, in the word of God. Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. But it is a number that no man can number, yet a remnant, but a number that no man can number. Of all nations, kindreds and tongues, the Lord knows where they are. And there are they found like this Ruth of old. Many, they can go so far. They can even go so far in a religion, and when they can be then offended at the word, like they were in the dear Lord's day when he was here upon the earth. They were offended at his word. There was something that may have brought offence into their heart. They were offended at it, and they walked no more with the Lord. And so there is that separation then. Like the dear Lord, when he said unto his disciples, will ye also go away? But there will be that wrought in your heart and mine, in measure, whereby we will say, to whom can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Thou hast the words of eternal life. And what do we read in the word of God? And perhaps as an encouragement to perhaps one even this night, trembling. Am I his or am I not? But there we read, do we not, in the word of the Lord, this ye know when ye have passed from death unto life, when ye love the brethren. There's that separation then. You may have to walk so far in your worldly, everyday callings with those of the world, but there's a separation. As a desire once again to go up to the house of the Lord to hear what the Lord might speak. As a desire perhaps to go up to the house of the Lord, perhaps hear what others speak. I remember it so in my own path. I long to read the accounts of those of old. I long to read obituaries and those accounts of one another as they left them on record, to see if I could trace out a little my path. And it gave little hope from time to time. But there I could say like Ruth unto her mother-in-law, entreat me not to leave thee. I could say, thy God shall be my God. Perhaps even those of old, where they are no longer in this time state, they're now around the throne of God in heaven, singing the worthy praise of the Lamb. But we could say, when we read that of them, of their pathway, thy God shall be my God, and thy people my people. But there solemnly there is, there are those Orpahs. Orpah, it didn't take much, did it? She did return unto her own people. But Ruth clave unto her mother-in-law. And she said again, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee. So is that an encouragement to some poor sinner? Adversary tempting you, in honour of the Lord's people, but is there that desire, that living desire? You can come like Ruth here. Entreat me not to leave thee. That love to the Lord's people, the Lord's to his brethren, to his people, to his house and to his ways. Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. Where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her, and so they went together. They came unto Bethlehem. And there was that that came to pass, was it not? There was that that came to pass in time that Ruth was joined together to her heavenly Boaz, to her Boaz, and it will be so with the Lord's people. They shall be brought into the banqueting house in time. They shall be brought to that place. Brought to that place. Banqueting house. That place where they can say with of a truth, thy God, my God. They can say of a truth, my God, my Father. Blissful name. Is that your desire then? Some poor trembling one, can't come very far, but ah, there's that love to the brethren. Ah, there's one brought from the various those four corners of the earth. The Lord found that one in the way, in this waste howling wilderness. As a world being now made unto you, that waste howling wilderness. And it is that solitary place you're found wandering in. He will then lead forth by the right way. Bring you out of your distresses. And what will bring you out of your distresses? Will it not to hear those words of peace and pardon? I have redeemed thee. Remember when I was longing for the Lord to appear, this but now was what my soul desired. But now thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. Ah, that one that's precious in his sight, precious indeed. Lord, I wonder what to read for a start, but even on in the next chapter, it's in the same chapter, is it not? I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Will not remember thy sins. So is your sin a burden still? Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. That's that hungering and thirsting. Hungering and thirsting. Their soul fainted within them. Hungering and thirsting after Christ and his righteousness. I believe it was in prayers, your ear being bored to the doorpost. There is that hungering and thirsting. A desire to be found in the courts of the Lord with that living desire. Give me Christ or else I die. Give me Christ. We say it this morning, I believe we did, but we say it again. Is that not the most urgent thing of all things that we shall ever have to come into? A need as a sinner. Nothing else, everything else pales into insignificance, does it not? When the Lord so burdened me with my sins, time things were forgotten about. Time things became immaterial, but we proved it, we not, and you'll prove it also. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. But to know my Jesus crucified by far excels all things beside. All earthly gain I count but loss. But is that longing to know Christ made precious. It is that which you long for, the Spirit to seal upon your heart. As we said this morning, Suki Harley, what a character she was. What a character she was. Yet the Lord, by the Spirit, sealed upon her heart, blotted out her transgressions. She rejoiced in it, did she not? She rejoiced in it. And so even this day, in our day, the foulest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace. The Saviour's blood to plead. He will lead them forth by the right way. That they might go to a city of habitation. That men would praise the Lord for his goodness. And for his wonderful works to the children of men. And so as we are brought then and one another are brought into that pathway. You'll know what the rest of that chapter means also, that psalm. How often we have to cry again and again, do we not? How often do we backslide, we rebel against the words of God and contemn the counsel of the Most High? Even this poor one, as we stand before the people, we can't say we've never backslidden. And the Lord has brought us down again with labour. fell down, there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord. In all our rebellions, in all the backslidings, it doesn't give license to sin willfully, but we prove at times a treacherous heart, a deceitful heart, that treacherous heart, and the subtlety of Satan, and that hymn, it came to my mind also earlier. Concerning our rebellions, what a mercy it is that brought again. Then he brought down their heart with labour. They fell down, there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord. But in all these things, throughout that psalm, we do not read that the Lord did not appear for them. The Lord did not leave them in that state they were found in. The Lord brought them again, brought them into that place of praise. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. They were brought to that place where they saw that no man could have done it. Only the Lord could have done it. But the Lord did not leave them nor forsake them. And we prove, do we not, again and again, this portion, I've proved it again and again, for he has said, even in our rebellions, for he hath said, I will never leave thee. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. As a hymn of Fowler's, what language we have there. How shall I give thee up? Tis Jesus speaks a word. I am the sinner's only hope. I am thy gracious Lord. Rebellious thou hast been and art rebellious still. But since in love I took thee in, my promise I'll fulfill. Those promises that we not prove them there. Yea, and amen in Christ Jesus. We can't say we can cast any stones at Jonah. When he turned aside, he rebelled against the words of the Lord. Look again. Out of the belly of hell, cried I. He looked again. Look toward thy holy temple. Bound thee up secure. Since in love I took thee in, my promise I'll fulfill. I bound thee up secure. Midst all the rage of hell, the curse thou shalt never shalt endure, for I'm unchangeable. But since in love I took thee in. When I'm meditating for a little moment upon that love, my mind was also taken to that also precious truth in Isaiah's prophecy. And what a precious truth it is. Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, my Lord hath forgotten me. But what do we read? Can a woman forget her sucking child? That she should not have compassion on the son of her womb. Yea, they may forget. They don't often, do they? The Lord never does. They may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, and this is, is it not? What a portion did I have graven thee. I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Never forget. For he hath said, I will never forget thee, nor forsake, I'll never forsake thee. We read, do we not, is it not at the end of Hebrews chapter 13? The Lord is my helper. Before that, for he hath said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. And I will not fear what man shall do unto me. In all our turnings aside, in all our rebellions, brought down their heart with labour. They fell down, there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. He saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness. Brought Jonah out of that dark place, did he not? Brought him out of that dark place, and how dark a place it must have been, down to the very depths. Those billows and those waves had gone over his head. Yet the Lord heard him there, brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. Break their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Ah, for he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. The disciples proved it. Ah, did he not? Dear Peter proved it. When he's in prison, did he not? Ah, the Lord appeared for him there. So, even unto this day, the times we're brought into those places where we seem bound once again in those gates of brass and the bars of iron, crying unto the Lord. I may have spoken this before, but it comes again now, and it. At times we're brought, are we not, into darkness? And well, I read a portion, an article not so that was some while ago now, but it brought such darkness and bondage upon me. I felt, I know nothing, all my hope seemed to be gone, as if it was all taken away, there was no hope anymore. And while I waited for my dear one, such was that burden, and the Lord's day was before me. And I was waiting there for my dear one while she did some shopping for provisions. There was this looking alone unto the Lord. Distress it was. Then they cried unto the Lord. I brought down my... I shouldn't have read the article. I felt afterwards it was... brought me into such darkness and bondage, and death appeared upon everything, as it were. But the Lord drew near even in that. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth all men liberally and upbraideth not. Giveth unto all men liberally and upbraideth not. And so the Lord once again broke the bars of iron. There was that, very real bars they were. There was no liberty anymore. I felt that all my liberty in the gospel had gone. Felt to be bound once again. Bound, hedged in, enclosed. No more liberty, and I felt I couldn't go forth on the Lord's day because I felt so bound. Yet the Lord delivered. The Lord came, and even that day, and he revealed himself once again to this poor sinner, all that he had done, in love and mercy for my poor soul. In the simplicity of it, not according to man's wisdom, but in the simplicity of the gospel, revealed it to me again. And so you approve also those cries unto the Lord. If any man lack wisdom, are you brought into distress? Something brought you into bondage and darkness again. The Lord knows. And you cannot see your title clear anymore to mansions in the sky. The hope seems to be lost. What you felt the Lord had blessed you with now seems to be gone forever. Let him ask, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And I felt the lack of wisdom that day, but the Lord being our remembrance, the blessed Spirit, there was not the promise the Lord gave concerning the Spirit to be our remembrance. He brought back to remembrance all the way which the Lord my God had led me. Brought me once again into the sweetness of that which he had wrought in my room, place, and stead. Then it calls praise again. We're brought to such places, wit's end. These are places of wit's end. That's one is at wit's end, but the time fast hastens on. Wit's end. Have you been brought there now? Where the Lord commands these things to take, nothing happens by chance. That which was in Job's case was not by chance. The Lord permitted it. Yet the Lord upheld him in it. And what a mercy it was, even in that his life was hid with Christ in God. But our wit's end, the end of everything. Perhaps trouble upon trouble, and you walk in a stormy wind is raised up, lifteth up the waves thereof. And you like the disciples of old when they're in that ship, there they cried, did they not? Master, carest thou not we perish? Reel to and fro, because your soul is melted within you, because of trouble. Has it been then that mounting up to the heaven and they go down again to the depths? Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at the wit's end. These are very real places in a child of God's pathway. Wit's end, the margin says, does it not? All their wisdom is swallowed up. All their wisdom is swallowed up. And this storm, as it were, really threatens to, well, as the adversary would insist, but it will bring them, they would never make that desired haven. Wit's end. Those storms of life, and sometimes those storms, they're so great, we feel we shall perish under them. I may have said this before, but once a storm was so great, a trial was so great, I felt there was no more hope. I truly staggered to and fro like a drunken man, my wit's end. Then they cry unto the Lord. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble. And he bringeth them out of their distresses. And in the midst of that trouble in that time, it went on for so long that I thought there cannot be any end. And only what the adversary said was, very black indeed. The battle is not yours but God's. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble. He bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm so that the waves are of a still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. And when the Lord spake that word into my soul, the trouble didn't end. But the storm abated. The storm abated. And that which the adversary so insisted would come to pass. Prove the devil to be a liar. Prove the devil to be a liar. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves are of us still. Then are they glad because they be quiet, so he bringeth them unto their desired haven. And when we're brought and delivered, then we can see, can we not raise that Ebenezer to his praise? Those tones of help, those hitherto's. And can we not come then with the hymn writer, he who hath helped me hitherto will help me all my journey through and give me daily cause to raise new Ebenezers to his praise. Those stones of help, those Ebenezers, those hitherto's. In the past week, before we went forth on the Lord's Day last, it seemed my mind was musing upon the path of a child of God. And the word we read, through much tribulation we shall enter the kingdom. And it seemed to burden me so as I felt those things in the pathway, and there were those things at the time which seemed at times ready to crush. We felt ready to faint in the way, and the Lord drew near when I was musing upon it. And it was with this word. We read it in Psalm 34, and David, he approved his God. And he could say at the end of his days, but he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. Oh, there was that faith, was it not? He'd been brought through. He hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. And that sweet psalmist of Israel, David, in penning that Psalm 34, what a trouble he'd been brought through. An adversary had pursued after him, was it not, King Saul? Pursued after him for his life. Whereby he was enabled to say, the righteous cry. And the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. But it was this word that the Lord dropped in that particular week ago Friday. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Our afflictions, as we said, they're not just afflictions of the body. Oh, we know it means that as well. But those trials in the way, those things which are distress and perplex, those things which they go against our natural feelings, they seem to be like crooks in the lot. They seem to be like those things which do they not mar those fair schemes here below? What a mercy it is they do, but our natural part doesn't like them. But when we prove that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. The Lord delivereth him out of them all. And dear David, he could bless the Lord. Ah, could he not? The psalm begins, Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Not in himself. The Lord delivered. The Lord undertook for him, brought him through. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. And that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. And there he's able to say, magnify the Lord with me. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. What a mercy. As that psalm goes on a little further down, this poor man cried, and the Lord answered. The Lord delivered. Then they cried unto the Lord, reeling to and fro, and staggering like a drunken man. But he will make that storm a calm. Then are they glad because they be quiet, so he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Does something threaten to bring, to destroy that which you hoped in? We know what it's been like when the adversary is at right hand to resist. And what a real foe it is. And then, when that foe comes against you, like it is like the storm against the wall. But when the Lord draws near, lead me to the rock. And he does lead to the rock that is higher than I. And it's that view in the midst of all these things of Christ. A precious Christ. That one that, as we tried to speak unto the little one, in the younger ones earlier. But precious Christ. In the midst of all those things. In all those troubles and trials, but the time has gone. But that word also, I did think about reading from Paul's epistle to the Hebrews, the second chapter and the fourth chapters. But you read them at your leisure. But we read some precious things in Hebrews, Paul's epistle to the Hebrews. These things concerning Christ. What do we read at the end of chapter 2? For as much then as children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behoved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succour them that are tempted. And so those temptations and trials and distresses in the way, there also then at the end of chapter 4, seeing then, the hymn writer put it, did he not? Pour not on thyself too long, lest it sink thee lower. Look to Jesus, kind and strong, mercy joined with power. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Our infirmities. All those trials of the way, those difficulties, those things which the Lord permits to come into the path, but are there to make us cry. They keep us at his feet, bring us back to that place again and again. I feel it so in my own path. What a mercy it is. They're not haphazard, but the Lord knows how to deal with his people. Like a parent knows how to deal with his children, each in a different way, but it's the Lord deals with them and brings them back to his feet. And what a mercy it is. We have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So then those cries unto the Lord will be all the days of your life. They will be all the days of your life. But what do we read concerning those blessings that from time to time the Lord favours his people with? In the midst of all these trials, when he, for a little season there, delivered, and he feeds them with fat things of wines on the lees well refined. When he appears for them, arise and eat, for the journey is too great for thee. When weariness, come and die. He turneth the wilderness into a standing water, and dry ground into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow the fields and plant the vineyards. Not these are blessings of the Lord in the midst of these trials and through these deliverances. The blessings of the Lord are those times when the Lord does meet us in the way. That blessing of the Lord which maketh rich and he addeth no sorrow to, but we rejoice in it. And there we are strengthened to go on in the way. There they sow the fields and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blesseth them also, so they are multiplied greatly, and suffer not their cattle to decrease. But yet again and again, again they are ministered and brought low. So is it not? It helps that poor sinner along in this wilderness world. But if we had it all, as it were, an easy path here below, would we ever want to leave this world? But is it not to prepare each one of his people for eternity? Wean them of the world and the things that are here, and from time to time, he does feed them and satisfy them with his goodness. But Yet, that old nature that often gets in the way, that old nature that turns aside for a moment, and we're brought again, minished and brought low. Through oppression and sorrow, affliction and oppression, affliction and sorrow. But they cry unto the Lord. They cry unto the Lord again and again, and there is no turning aside. As we've read that portion, did we not, a little earlier? They're engraven upon his hands. They're engraven there. I'll never forget. He'll never forget. Like the mother concerning the child will not forget. cannot forget, will not forget. He will bring them to that desired haven, but oh, at the end of that psalm, oh, may it be so. Yet he setteth the poor on high from affliction, and maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise and will observe these things. And so in the midst of all these things, in these things that come into the path, and can we not look back, Summers, and the Lord hath not dealt us according to our sins. And our backsides, if he dealt with us according to them, we would cut off. But in those times when the Lord chastises, it's in covenant love and not in anger. But he brings us back again. Time and time again, the children of Israel, often they rebelled. How often they rebelled. Went after other gods even. How soon our eyes can be turned aside and we come, our affections are set upon other things. Yet, in mercy, then they cried unto the Lord. But and we can look back, can we not? Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. And so cannot some of us even rejoice in those times and spots and places, and we can look back to them. And the Lord hath done it. And it was for a purpose. It caused us to cry. The Lord delivered, made a way. There was a time of rejoicing. As each portion ends, does it not of this psalm? Oh, that men would praise the Lord. May we not then let his mercies lie forgotten in unthankfulness, and without praises die. And there may be then those truly wrought upon in time that can testify what the Lord hath done for them, to give him the praise and the glory. Oh, like we read at the beginning, did we not? Those that are brought out of nature's darkness, they were gathered, were they not, redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, to tell out to sinners round what a dear Saviour they have found, and point to his redeeming blood, and say, behold the way to God. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. And so then, each one of the Lord's people, they'll know a little of this psalm. A little of this psalm, they'll be led into it. It will mirror their path, will it not? Cannot some of us look into that? And we see it mirrors our path since we've been called by grace, since the Lord hath taken us in hand. And is it not then, even in the midst of these things, like David of old, perhaps one even brought into a trouble again, he encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Like Jonah, oh, look again. He cried unto the Lord. The Lord heard him. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, break their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £660, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Hadley will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Richard Field next Lord's Day. And God willing, he would address the Sunday School in the afternoon and administer the Lord's Supper after the evening service. And God willing, there will be a church meeting on Monday, the 3rd of November. Let us close with hymn 579. Salvation, O my soul, rejoice. Salvation is of God. He speaks, and that almighty voice proclaims his grace abroad. Hymn 579.
dear Lord, to be pleased to bless that which is of thee, even this evening hour, and that which is attended to even this morning amongst the young this afternoon. Lord, by thy Spirit's power, and it is by the Spirit's power alone, otherwise we labour in vain and spend our strength for naught. So, Lord, by thy Spirit's power, the blessed Spirit of truth, reveal these things unto one or another, we plead. Seal these truths upon the heart. And, O Lord, may they be found yet amongst those, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Oh, may it please thee. That it might redound to thine honour and thy glory, that thy name should have all the praise. Lord, cover the mantle of thy forgiving love over all thou hast heard and seen amiss. And take us now, Lord, we plead, to our homes in peace and safety, all those abodes for this night. Lord, remember us in the days to come, our allotted time here upon the earth. Bring us to our desired haven. Lord, may we ever be crying unto thee. Oh, Lord, what a mercy it is we have one to whom we can go. One to whom we can go, but how often we prove it so, till at last to him we cry. But thou dost hear and answer and deliver. Blessed be thy holy name. Oh, grant then those deliverances we plead, those answers of peace and not of evil to perhaps one or another even this day. Those answers of peace and not of evil are to give you an expected end, that desired haven. Lord, do then cover the mantle of thy forgiving love over anything thou hast heard and seen amiss. And Lord, remember us each then in all that concerns us in the way, and those things that perhaps we have to return to on the morrow in the days to come. May there be those cries unto thee. Lord, help me. Lord, undertake for me. Only thou canst do me any good. And so, Lord, remember each we plead in all that concerns and the pathway of life. But, that desired haven. Oh, may we have that view by faith of that desired haven. That place prepared for thy people. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I'd have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you. And so, Lord, in the midst of these things, when thou dost deliver, may there be that view by faith of that which is to come. That which is to come, where sorrow and sighing shall flee away, and Sabbaths have no end. O Lord, remember us when we plead. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.